Why anyone doubted that. I said that I want women to come as witches.
No one raises a question.
I said, no, he's not.
Witches are right.
And I just thought it'd be funny.
How would you dress up as a broom?
We could figure it out.
Kimball, are you a 70s girl? Is that what you are? Sweet. All right.
I'm just trying to get work done.
What happened to your resident mother?
Is the case for his case for his big Halloween deal?
Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. It is our 8th special session. Today is October 31st. The time is 10 a.m. And we are on day one of our agenda. Congresswoman Revard, will you please say our morning prayer?
Yes, thank you, Speaker, and good morning to everyone. Thank you, Father God, for letting me speak to you again this day, Father God, and thank you for all the blessings that you've put upon us as a people, Father God. I thank you again for making me an Osage person, Father God, and that I may be here today with all my colleagues and doing what I love, Father God. And I ask for blessings for our employees, Father God, that carry out the responsibilities and the plan, the action of our people, Father God. I ask for good health for everybody. And for those suffering addiction, Father God, I ask that you give them a special blessing today. Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn. Congresswoman Revard.
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Good Fox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Next is the executive message. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Speaker, members of Congress. I have here the special session executive proclamation, which was submitted to you. And I also have the staff special session summary sheet. And, instead of me, I was going to just read the whole thing and page after page, look like how smart I am. But fact is, staff put this together and they did a really good job. And as you can see, it's got non-tribal appropriations, and there's pages describing that. And I'm not going to say you'll be right there looking at it. And got self-governance grants in there, Wajaji Health Clinic grants, and just all the way through. Then finally, after all that non-tribal, they've got tribal appropriations. And this is no surprise to those of you on the committees, because this is all going to sound familiar. So we submit, I guess the staff will work with you on that. In the meantime, number one still is appropriations for open well program. I understand that might be adjusted and rolled into the group of non-tribal appropriations, number two. Tribal appropriations still is number three. The ARPA appropriations, number four still, resolution for matching grant requirements. I believe there's three of those. I understand there might be, Congressman Big Horse might have recently worked on that with staff as even this morning. Yeah. Amendment to ONCA 23-34, CCL Petka is number seven. This is, of course, the big ones. Approval of limited waiver of sovereign immunity in favor of Bank of Oklahoma, which is teamed up with number eight, which is a CCOPEDCA approval of the Treasury Agreement for the health, oh, this is a 401k account, and limited to that. But number seven, the papers I've received are what was filed. And I have requested Attorney General to provide my office with the exhibits that we would read. And also I've asked the Attorney General before I can consider, we all want to do the clinic, there's no question about it, but the amount of funding and guarantees is not a small amount. So we're going to be relying on Attorney General. He has hired Prey Walker Law Firm to work with him on an opinion. And I hope Trey Gill, your attorney, is talking to all them. And I haven't seen those papers yet. And I don't know if you have either, but if we get this approved this session, my understanding is we can get back on a schedule to have a clinic open by the summer or early fall of 2025. And they originally talked about, they being the board and the CEO, if we had done it in the regular session, we would be a couple months faster, but here we are. So it's some big decisions, and Congresswoman Stabler has been leading that. I've been present in some of these meetings. We support it as long as the risk to the nation is minimized. So that's a big question, which you're going to have to get a lot of information. So will I. So that's pretty much what's going on here in this proclamation. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is the legislative message. So a lot of our special sessions have been 1, 2, 3 days, and I am letting Congress members know, don't plan on that. I have heard a lot of discussion. People don't know where they're at on some bills, and as I understand it, we are still receiving information from the Treasury Department, and bills still need to be filed. We're going to have some emergency meetings, and I would plan on at least a 5-day session at a minimum. So that gives us time. So I just wanted to kind of let everyone know that, and let's get to work. Thank you. We are now on introductions of bills and resolutions.
Speaker.
Congresswoman. Redcorn, or I'm sorry, Revard.
Good morning, Speaker and colleagues, and good morning, Kaihika. And everybody else. Hi, Maria. Jay-Z and Marla. Treasurer. Hello, Fidelis. All right, I'm reading in 2408, which is an act to amend ONCA 23-83. To provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $26,582,038 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Speaker. Congresswoman.
Thank you. I would like to make a motion to waive the rules and modify the agenda and place ONCA 2408 on today's agenda.
Second.
First reading.
Thank you. Motion and second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes, and ONCA 2408 will be on first reading on today's agenda. We are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, and colleagues, and our listening audience and our visiting audience. We'll read in Bill number ONCA 24-01 to amend ONCA 23-34, an appropriation for the senior housing complex in Hominy, to change the recipient of the appropriation from the executive branch to the capital asset fund. Thank you.
Thank you. Congresswoman Rebar.
Okay, thank you, Speaker. I'm reading in ONCA 24-02, an act to authorize and appropriate $1 million to the Osage Nation Property Improvement Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. May I continue?
Continue, please.
Also reading in ONCA 24-03, an act to amend ONCA 23-85 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $6,270,199 and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading in ONCA 24-04, an act to amend ONCA 21-95 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $169,700 and to establish an alternate effective date. Also reading in ONCA 24-05, an act to amend ONCA 22-94 to authorize appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $189,512 and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading ONCA 24-06, an act to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $2,918,416 of American Rescue Plan ARPA funds to the Department of Natural Resources and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. Reading in ONCA 2407, an act to amend ONCA 23108 to provide supplemental appropriation to CCLPECA in the amount of $2,217,235 in non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Rebar.
Thank you. Reading in ONCA 24-08, an act to amend ONCA 23-83 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $26,582,038 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman Bickhorst.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in resolution number ONCR 24-01 to support a grant tribal match in the amount of $166,667 to the Osage Nation Executive Branch for the FY23 COPS School Violence Prevention Program. Also, reading in ONCR 24-02 to support a grant tribal match in the amount of $84,577 to the Osage Nation Executive Branch for BIL, preventing outages and enhancing the resilience of the electric grid. And also, ONCR 24-03 to support a grant tribal match in the amount of $400,000 to the Osage Nation Executive Branch for the Southern Plains Grassland Program 2024. Thank you, ma'am.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Reading in ONCR 2404, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent for jurisdiction to BOK Financial for the construction loan of the new Wajaji Health Center. Also reading ONCR 2405, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction to BOK Financial for the Treasury agreements.
Thank you. ONCA 2401 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2402 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2403 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2404 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2405 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2406 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2407 will be assigned to Health and Social Services. ONCA 2408 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCR 2401 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCR 2402 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCR 2403 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCR 2404 will be assigned to Health and Social Services. Quickly, Congresswoman Stabler, is ONCR 2404 directly related to the clinic?
Yes.
ONCR 2405 will be assigned to Health and Social Services. We are now in motions and notices. Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes. We will begin the Health and Social Services Committee meeting at 10:30 or a few minutes after, as soon as the health group gets here.
Thank you.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes, thank you. Appropriations will meet at 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. today.
Thank you. We are now at adjournment.
Motion to adjourn to tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. It passes. We are adjourned till 10 a.m. tomorrow. Thank you.
Hey, Billy. I'm in my agenda.
I guess I had a fire.
Well, about 10:30, or if they're here by 10:30.